from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Final hour, fist pump time. I see Carter getting it.
Oh, man, there he is.
On the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Peyton Russell running things. I'm Sean Treve alongside Ralph James Choppy. Bobby will be back on Friday, and we are in it. NBA free agency as we wait on Klay Thompson. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Yesterday, got hit with the surprise that Derrick Jones Jr. is leaving.
Yeah.
Bobby had reposted the video along with some very unkind words for new agent Rich Paul, where DJ was like, no, I'm back. I'm going to be back here. And then all of a sudden, Derrick Jones Jr. changes representation. There's a 15-day rule that you can't talk with the new agent. Let's say you wait for about 2 weeks. Well, that did not stop Derrick Jones Jr. from signing with the Clippers. 3 years, $30 million.
Yeah, so here's the exact kind of situation, right? The decision to change agents, which he did on Wednesday, right? So keep in mind, Wednesday of last week, leaving Aaron Turner for Clutch Sports. Now, that factored into the Mavs' decision to prioritize Marshall. The Players Association guidelines say that you got to wait 15 days to officially change reps, which means Rich Paul would not have been able to negotiate on his behalf until, you know, 15 days from last Wednesday.
But as Bassick pointed out last week when he jumped in the studio, like, everything is basically slotted.
Right.
It's slotted pretty much. Like, Najee Marshall's going to get 9 a year. Derrick Jones probably going to get 10 a year.
Yeah, so
we know Paul George, what he's getting. We know what Maxey's getting. We know what Luka's going to get. We pretty much know.
So what happened here? Was it the Mavs said, hey, look, we can get Najee for $1 million a year less, and we like him just the same? Was it Derek saying, I kind of want to go to LA anyway?
Yeah.
Or was it Rich Paul kind of,
or do they
puppet
believe,
mastering this whole thing to get him just to LA because he wants him in the same town, city as he is?
Or do they believe that Najee Marshall's better?
Could be. Yeah. Like they liked him better at $9 million versus Derek at 10.
7 points a game, 41%, has some very nice defensive highlights where he is clamping down. So you hope that the combo of Quentin Grimes and Najee Marshall can make up for or even provide more than Derrick Jones Jr., who was as such a valuable piece as an athletic defender who could be your high-flying finisher around the rim. And he hit some threes.
Yes, he did.
He hit some threes for you. Now, Najee Marshall, in comparison to Derrick Jones Jr., took a lot less threes. His percentage, though, was 4 points better. He shot 40% from three on catch-and-shoot threes. DJ was 35%. DJ, 62% finishing at the rim. Najee, 57% finishing at the rim. So there you go with the comparisons between the two. But you pick up a 6'6", 6'7", long player from the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, and, you know, this is that Lakers team, right? The 09, the Odom, Ariza. They had very long arm, very long team, you know, long defenders, guys on the perimeter that could defend. And Marshall can do that. His best year was not this year, but the year before, 9 a game. But as a starter that year, he averaged 15 a game. You know, so you get more opportunity to play, more shots up. The 41% from the corner is really enticing for a lot of teams. And you have the league is kind of trying to find ways to get any kind of edge. And when you say, okay, he's a good corner three, let's really kind of focus in on that.
I love that defense is being valued for the first time in forever now. We're talking more about defense because of the Boston Celtics than I can remember. I know you hate that. It would drive me crazy when we had all-time Dirk and Nash and Steph arguments and no one gave a crap defensively.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't hate...
Like Clay and Paul George were your two-way defensive players as guards.
I don't hate defense. I hate when defense is your best unit. Right? Like, you need to have good defense. But, like, when you're one of these defense-first teams, like, my college team, Tennessee, is always a defense-first team. And it's just a chicken-ass way of playing, man. It's like in soccer, these defense-first teams, like Italy. just stop playing. Cause go. Just play the game. You got to have it. You got to play good defense if you want to win a championship in the NBA.
Meanwhile, it sounds like the bridge has been burned for Klay Thompson and the Warriors. Chris Haynes.
So remember,
my bad, Peyton. Chris Haynes on NBA TV.
So remember I said the Paul George Clippers situation is not toxic. It's not contentious. That's probably the opposite of what's going on with Klay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors. I know firsthand that Klay is very disappointed in where negotiations have gotten to this point, to the fact that he's looking elsewhere. And in fact, I spoke with a few members of the Golden State Warriors. They believe that Klay Thompson is gone. Now, obviously, there's still some time for things to be worked out, but the Dallas Mavericks are a team that it will be pursuing Klay Thompson, as well as the Los Angeles Lakers.
So apparently, as Bobby would say, Klay turned down 24 a year from the Warriors in the offseason. Chris Haynes says right now, if there has been an offer, it's a low $20 million offer from Golden State. The Mavericks have $16 million they can offer with their trade exception. The Lakers have less than that. Brian Windhorst said the Lakers have to make another move or a series of moves, and that everyone is putting the Mavs in the driver's seat to get this done right now, despite LeBron trying to convince him to go there, and LeBron would take a pay cut. But that's where we stand with Klay Thompson. 61% of the Tolos right now on my Twitter poll at 1053SS. Follow me. I'll follow you back. 61% want Klay. But that's not 70, 80, or 90.
No, it's not. I mean, look, I'm not going to...
On paper, you have a declining, maybe injured, I don't want to say overpaid yet, $16 million, but someone who was benched at the end of his Warriors run. He came off the bench.
Let's not, we're going to overrate this and thinking that, oh man, this is the finishing piece. Klay's not a finishing piece, I don't think, right now. You know, can he serve as a couple of quick points? Yeah, are you gonna get
your clear three? If you get him, he'd be my clear three.
I mean, from
PJ,
a points per game perspective, he might be.
That's the mistake that I think was made with PJ. If you just look at PJ's points per game,
you would think.
You're like, okay, 17 a night.
Yeah.
I'll take that. But you didn't feel, I didn't.
Nobody really did. He wasn't. He was good for, you know, as many air balls as he was three-pointers.
Now, he was 13 during the regular season. And then he'd have his, you know, moments in a series where
he scored 29 in a couple of games. Yeah. Or a game in the playoffs.
17, 18 a night. But you could see in the finals, he's not a real three option. What do the Mavericks need, and how much does Klay provide with that? During the finals and afterwards, I wrote down, they need a third scorer. I think Klay checks that. They need another ball handler to give Luka some rest. Klay Thompson's never been talked about as a ball handler. The guy scored the most points of all time with no dribbles. You need another perimeter defender because of what Luka and Kyrie are. Klay, according to people who still watch him closely, can still get it done. Not to what he was. Not going to win. He's not going to be all NBA anymore. But he's not an outright bum. He's not a Brooks Koepka cone out there on the floor. So, in two of those three categories, third scorer, another perimeter defender, you always want shooting, he fills.
Yeah, I think they need a good shooting big as well that allows, kind of It allows them to do what Indiana did where against a drop coverage where you can have that big shooting big on the outside. But, yeah, it's not a bad deal to get Clay.
Yeah.
It's not a bad – I'm not against
the I'd be excited about it, but I understand not doing it.
Yeah, if they were like, you know, we need to get younger. But also, don't forget, like, I think there's a big part of the postseason in the NBA that – Oh, no. Where'd he go? Did he go to Clipper? Did he go to Lakers?
No, it's not Clay news. Freaking Sam Presti. Freaking. Sandler had just texted me saying, think about how much Sam Presti took it to. I'll clean it up. Took it to the Clippers with the SGA PG trade. They still have 2 first-round picks. One is a swap remaining, and Paul George has already left the Clippers. Of course, in case you didn't know, he went to Philly 4 for $212. The Thunder just added a big man, a guy that everyone fell in love with during the New York Knicks playoff run. Hartenstein.
Oh, they did!
Isaiah Hartenstein, 3 for $87, OKC.
Oh, man, him and Chet down low. This is a block shot of Palooza.
Man, 3 for $87. When the Knicks were going to sign all these people, I kept saying, what about your big? What about your guy who we saw in the postseason, and now he gets 29 a year from the Thunder. So the Thunder add Caruso and Hartenstein this offseason.
Pretty good. It's a pretty good offseason. Damn.
I like him.
Wow. I mean, that offseason is understated. They didn't get any big stars.
Right.
But they got good players. That's a Celtics offseason.
Yeah,
Remember, we forget they got rid of Marcus Smart.
Yep.
You know, and then they bring
Holiday and Porzingis are bigger names.
Bigger names, but yeah. They bring him in. You know, it's good quality smart basketball, and that's what Oklahoma City did.
So Hartenstein signs with the Thunder. He had a 17 rebound game against Indiana. He had a 14-12-8 game. Just hustle moments, and that's what people were saying. Sam Presti screwed up, as he rarely does, by helping us get Derek Lively, right? I think that's what Carter was nodding his head about in the back. Are you a Thunder guy as well? Okay, just Sooners. But they were like, yo, man,
bandwagoner.
What OKC is missing is Derek Lively, and he helped the Mavs get him. Well, now they go and get Hartenstein with the breaking news.
That's a good pickup.
All right, so I just want to go through. I want to cover all the bases with other options if the Clay thing falls through. Other names, and you can put them in order on the Franklin Franklin Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053, because, again, you have a $16 million trade exception. I'm just going to throw out some other names. Tobias Harris is done in Philly, your boy from Tennessee. DeMar DeRozan, 35 years old, scorer with the Chicago Bulls. D'Angelo Russell. If you're looking for someone else to handle the ball, D-Russ can score some as well. I'm just throwing these out. I haven't done the trade machine and this and that. These are just free agent options that are going to be out there. Or maybe not. DeMar, Tobias, D'Angelo. And Clay. Order them.
Well, Clay's going to get so much less than the rest of the three, right?
I don't know what Tobias gets.
I mean, shoot, man.
I mean, what?
He's been at damn near 40.
Yeah, but a letdown in Philadelphia. They can't wait to run him out
of
town.
No, they can't. Let's see. What was he? Oh, he was only 17 a night for the year? No way.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
You're talking about Tobias Harris? He'd go missing.
Yeah, he did. Like, I thought it was just the playoffs went missing.
Now, DeMar is your, you know, mid-range killer. You know DeMar's numbers? Don't look at him. Guess what he averaged last year?
17.
24.
Wow.
24-5-4. I've always loved DeMar DeRozan. Apparently, they turned down a Zach LaVine. That was a rumor yesterday. The Warriors tried to trade the Bulls, Chris Paul and Wiggins for LaVine, and they were turned down.
I
shut down.
I would say absolutely not on Tobias. Man, you want to talk about? Bobby would have a field day with him.
Why?
You think that Tatum is soft? I think Bobby would get in his head real quick.
And again, I'm not saying these guys they're all probably going to make more. You're right. I was just saying, like, if all things were equal, how would you order them with Klay Thompson? D. Russ is 18, 6, and 3.
I mean, honestly, like, because of age, I'd probably and decline, I'd probably put Klay bottom.
Bottom. Okay.
I don't know. Don't you think? Just with, I mean,
I think I prefer Klay over Tobias. I don't love D'Angelo Russell, but and I would want to know what DeMar DeRozan is defensively. But I mean, DeMar DeRozan can obviously still light it up. But you would put Klay there at the bottom. All right. I'm just interested. I just want to throw some other names because the Mavs cannot stand Pat. I don't believe. They cannot stand
that.
They
got
to try to add a third. And right now, Klay Thompson is the leader on that list.
Man, I'm just looking at some of this Tobias stuff. He is soft. He is soft.
You judge him by a box score?
Baby, you know what? No, I mean, obviously, I saw him enough in college. I saw him quit on the team.
Tolo Chris said DeRozan is bad defensively. Klay's had a massive fall off when he's been healthy, which has been rare. Not sure why anyone is clamoring for the guy outside of what he's done in his career. He's not 15 to 20.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
20 Klay. Best guess is he's Peja on the 2011 Mavs. Tolo Chris Navarro.
You got to have it. You got to have Peja, right? You need a guy like that. You need a guy who can come off a screen and make a jumper. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
You know, is that your number three, though?
No,
you need something else. I just want to know how the Philadelphia 76ers have all this money. How they have money for three stars or whatever you want to call it, but three big guys, and we're trying to rub sticks together to get enough money to pay Klay $16 million.
Hey, and it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by State of the Art Weight Loss. That's Soda, Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And also brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel and Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Irvin working 1-2. And the pitch is swung on and blasted to deep left field. Going back is Hayes, still going at the wall. And it's beyond his reach. It's off the wall. Langford tearing around second, heading for third. The throw, not in time. He slides in with a triple. The 0-1 offering, swung on, ground ball right side through the hole, a base hit. Garcia will score. Langford is digging for second base. Here's the throw. It's not in time. He hustled a routine single into a double.
Tate holds the glove up in front of his face, steps back, a high leg kick in the pitch, and here's a ground ball to the left of the shortstop Henderson, who dives, comes up with it, but then as he gets into a throwing position, he sees a blur going over the bag.
Here comes Crook. A swing and a drive, deep down the line and left. It's hooking at the foul pole. That ball is history. Wyatt Langford has hit for the cycle. It's a three-run Jimmy Jack to finish it off. And the Rangers lead 11-2.
All that heard last night as Wyatt Langford allows the Rangers to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Baltimore Orioles. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean and RJ with you. We'll crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece coming up at 9:40 this morning. We have more breaking news in the NBA, and we're still waiting for Klay Thompson to go ahead and get done either here or somewhere else. Where's the cycle on the list of great sports or baseball accomplishments? Cycle versus no hitter. Cycle behind the no-no?
The thing is, the cycle you need,
because we have lost luster with some things. Like the triple-double, Russell Westbrook, right? He killed that. For me. I'm like, okay, whoop-de-doo. Like the 300-yard passer, nobody cares. Right? You're a 1,000-yard rushing season, nobody cares.
They're rare. Look, the cycle's more rare. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's been 323 no-hitters in Major League Baseball and 344 cycles in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Well, now 345. So the cycle's a little less rare than the no-hitter.
Throw the hat trick into this mix?
In hockey? Yeah. The natural hat trick. See, here, the interesting thing...
Like you dropping 50 in a game? Yeah, that's cool, but like doesn't feel like what it once was.
The thing with the difference in the cycle and no-hitter, obviously, is like, you know, the cycle, you're only getting up... Like, Wyatt got up, what, 5 times last night? Most of the time, you only get up, what, 4 times? Whereas a no-hitter... Like, a no-hitter, you have to be on for 27 at-bats.
Yeah.
For a cycle, you have to be on for 4. Now, hitting is more difficult than pitching. I think everybody agrees on that one. Hitting the baseball is the hardest thing in the world to do, and your success rate is 3 out of 10 at best. So, what's harder? I mean, like having to be on for 27 outs is a mental mind F, I think.
Which one still gives you the sports thrill, Peyton?
Oh, the no-hitter.
No-hitter for sure. I mean, I'd even rank, obviously, the perfect game, the no-hitter slightly below.
Thanks.
But, right,
absolutely.
But yeah, no-hitter
scoring
for sure.
Scoring 100, I have better than scoring 50.
Scoring 50, yeah. Because the no-hitter has, there's so much suspense built into it.
And with the pitch clock nowadays, I mean, you're working faster. I think it's a much harder feat to do than the cycle.
I agree. Now, the cycle's really cool.
But you're going to take the no-hitter over it as cool factor.
Yeah, because I think part of the cool factor is suspense. You know, and Wyatt came up the last time. You know, we had to wait 40 minutes. Not quite. But, you know, you get the point. You got to wait like 30, 40 minutes for him to come up again.
Let's see.
Whereas the no-hitter, it's every single pitch.
Let's see if Wyatt Langford had a longer interview after the cycle than he did with the G-Bag Nation.
Yeah, I think the home run's a favorite hit. I think that's probably a common answer. I mean, they went out there, 2 strikes. Heaney was really good. We got off to a good start, helped him out. And, he just filled up the zone.
Okay. Peyton having to put together 2 questions to get 2 words.
Not the most talkative guy out there.
2 sentences. So that was awesome. As the Rangers will have the day off today, Padres tomorrow on this station.
I could not imagine him mic'd up.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it sounds like. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, Wyatt. Yeah. So what do you?
No.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Silence.
Yep.
Silence is golden.
Not going to get any, I don't think, breaking home run derby news like we did yesterday.
No, with the change of the rules?
No. As they did their mic'd up last night.
Oh,
Gunnar Henderson broke the news.
Yeah, with Gunnar.
That he's going to be participating in the derby.
Yeah, and I think it's a big miss by baseball that Aaron Judge isn't going to do it. You want to get as many people into this thing as you possibly can. And I don't think they know many of the participants at all. An hour ago, what we know, obviously Gunnar, and that's really it. That's it. MLB.com put out an article 1 hour ago to let us know what we knew last night, that Gunnar Henderson was going to be in the home run derby.
All right. Thanks to all the Tolos. I'm talking TR, D, Kobe. All of you who send the breaking news so we can get it on air as quickly as possible. We were just talking about Tobias Harris in the last segment after the 76ers gave money to Paul George and extended Tyrese Maxey. Did you see the deal?
I did not. I was told you said not to look.
Yeah, don't look. Tobias Harris to the Detroit Pistons.
Back to Detroit, huh?
Two for 48. 2 for 52.
26 a year.
26 a year. For Tobias Harris.
Yeah. I mean, that's where he wants to go. He wants to go to Detroit. I mean, at least go to Orlando.
Why is Detroit signing Tobias Harris?
I have no idea. Do they have a rule where they have to spend a certain amount of money every year
right?
And they're trying to just fill it up?
Right.
I mean, good. Have fun. Have fun losing 60 games.
Isaiah Hartenstein, who provided a lot of thrilling moments for Knicks fans in their playoff run last year, goes to Oklahoma City 3 for 87. And someone who has been on both networks providing NBA reporting is Rachel Nichols. Rachel Nichols, the latest to be unfollowed by LeBron James after saying this with her scouting report of Bronny.
The upside, he can be a good defensive guard. He's got great court vision. He seems to be a very good teammate, which was not a given his upbringing. He could have had this holier than now. I'm LeBron's son attitude.
Yeah.
No one on any team he's ever played on has said that. He needs to learn how to create more. He needs to improve his shot. Now, his father improved his shot significantly throughout his NBA career. So,
well, he certainly did this last year.
We can see Bronny having a trajectory like that. Will he ever be a star? I don't think so. It does not seem like just his size and some of the other things about the way he plays. I don't think he's a future star player, but, you know, high end. Is he a Marcus Smart? I mean, there are guys who have made a living in this league being solid defensive guards. Davion Mitchell is a comp that Bronny himself brought up, and that's a guy with, you know, quick feet, similarly sized, a lot of defensive point of attack tendencies. Mm-hmm. So there are guys in the NBA who have made decent careers out of being the kind of player that at his high point he could be.
Mm-hmm. That's a very fair assessment. There's nothing
offensive
there. He said she praised him for being a high character kid, which a lot of, if you're the son of a billionaire, how many sons of billionaires have a work ethic, high character, not a
brat,
prima donna,
right?
Not a brat. There you go. So praise that. Good ball handler, defensive, point of attack, undersized.
Yeah.
But his comp is Davion Mitchell or Marcus Smart. Like, Marcus Smart is loved in the NBA.
Yeah. If he has a Marcus Smart career, it's a big success.
Big success. And LeBron, very pettily, unfollowed Rachel Nichols. All right.
What a baby.
That's big time baby energy.
That is ridiculous. Everyone has said the same thing about him. See, this is why I was sick during the Bronny ESPN draft coverage and that kiss-ass Woj. And you see the clip from Ryan Clark yesterday? Ryan Clark, who I like, went on the pivot and was like, this is not about nepotism. It's about greatness. That's why he got drafted there. Because Rich Paul did such... All these simpers to Rich Paul and LeBron, I mean, they're exposing themselves. Woj wants the intel, and everyone wants, right?
Yeah.
The ticket to maybe the best player ever, and the agent who's controlling the most right now, it seems, at least publicly in the NBA. So they all want to kiss his rear end. It's ridiculous.
And also, I think the unfollowing Not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. I think it's unfair to Bronny, though. Like, there are people who in the league that, like, and throughout the, not even in the league, but, you know, fans and all, they're going to root against him just because he's LeBron's kid. That's not fair to him at all, right? Now, look, it's part of the deal. You wanted to get in the NBA, you got in the NBA, this is it. But, I mean, she spoke facts here.
Yeah, nothing offensive in that whatsoever. And, of course, just before her, Kendrick Perkins got unfollowed. Now, I thought Kendrick was off. I thought Kendrick was unfair in what he said, that LeBron was trying to steal the spotlight, like, of the NBA Finals by saying, man, it was the Kyrie thing. LeBron talked with Redick and was like, damn, Kyrie is like the most skills of all time, and I wish we played together. And Kendrick Perkins attacked him for trying to steal the limelight of the NBA Finals by saying that. I thought Kendrick was way off, and LeBron unfollowed him too.
We have been going back and forth, and name me somebody, probably other than Shannon, that has been coming on here lobbying and defending for LeBron James like I have been on the basketball side of things.
That's totally true.
And a certain,
totally
true. And a few times that I disagree with you, you getting your feelings, and you don't pick up the phone and hit me up or send me a text. And you know the disappointing part about it is that I get a call or text from Rich Paul. Bron, I've been knowing you since 1999, brother. We played AAU basketball together. We played against each other in AAU basketball. We played in the McDonald's All-American game together. Yeah. We was in the same draft. Like, you have my phone number. Like, if you had a problem with anything I said, and I could have, we could have picked up the phone and had a conversation. But instead, you took to the pub. You knew the world was going to see it eventually that you unfollowed me because they have all these stalkers that have their stuff on alert that I don't know how, like, we're living in weird times. No, seriously. Ain't that crazy that you can unfollow somebody and it sends an alert to somebody to let the world know that you unfollowed them? We're living in weird times at the moment.
We are. We are living in.
Rich Paul called.
Yeah. We are living in weird times.
The consigliere.
That's right.
The middleman. Rich Paul had a place to call for LeBron.
Yeah.
We don't like what you did.
We don't like what you did. We're done.
I give Kendrick credit. He's like, call me. I'm right here. He said it to Scalabrine. I didn't even play my own audio from last week. He called Brian Scalabrine a coward.
Because of what he said about Kendrick not being welcome or something?
Yeah, that the Celtics organization not necessarily rolling out the red carpet for Kendrick Perkins. And Perk, like, tried to hit up Scal, and Scal, like, didn't pick up the phone, according to Kendrick. And Perkins went on the radio and called Scal a coward because he didn't talk to him about it.
So, well, look, man, I like Kendrick. He is not afraid.
I agree.
He is not afraid.
Hey, and it's back to Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine is the number one Chevy dealer in the world. More Silverados than anyone else. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023.
Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece with birthday boy Corey Majors.
Woo-hoo!
Happy birthday. Good morning. What's coming up?
Thank you very much, Sean. By the way, Sean was the first person to wish me a happy birthday. At what I assume was like 4 o'clock in the morning this morning.
The only good part about waking up that early, I'm always the first birthday wisher. Always the first.
Thanks, appreciate that. We do have Wanker of the Weekend at 11:20 today. And right out of the gate, Wyatt Langford and everything that he is. How special that player is. Is he the catalyst for this Rangers comeback here? And also, a segment we've been trying to get going here for about 2 weeks. Have the Mavericks earned the NBA's respect at 11 o'clock? But I doubt we get to that.
Did you celebrate the birthday this weekend?
I did. Wife invited a bunch of my friends over on Saturday.
Huh. How many from the radio station?
Right, is that because you didn't get invited?
I don't care. Were you there, Kevin?
Nope.
I didn't get invited either.
Oh, okay.
You guys are my coworkers.
That's right. Put us in our place.
No, these are guys that I've known since like elementary school, and we play in fantasy football league together. It was awesome. My sister came over with her kids, and it was a wonderful day. It was the best. Started around 11 in the morning and finished around 11 that night.
Wow, man!
And we made al pastor tacos on the Blackstone. Blackstone was a great investment.
Blackstone was great.
Choppy was suggested that a long time ago. Great investment. So it was a blast, man. I'm still kind of nursing the hang of it.
Mine really holds. No. My Blackstone, it really holds the rust well.
Man, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Can be a cleaning challenge hurdle.
Oh, yeah, big time. And I got those. I finally got the hibachi. What are they called? Spatulas.
Spatulas.
And I'm just ting-tinging them all over the place here. Yeah. And I don't know what I'm doing with them.
Like Oscar Pistorius.
Trying to flip shrimp into people's mouths.
When he runs.
Easy, dude.
Is everyone on your show excited and in favor of Klay Thompson?
I am.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, I think
I'm in favor of it. Excited might be too strong of a word.
Mike?
Yeah.
What is he now?
Personally,
40% 3-point shooter is going to give you 15 points a game.
And what else does he create for Luka and Kyrie and Lively and Gafford?
Boston and other teams would say, he can't shoot. Let's see how many times he wants to. Klay, you have to guard. You cannot help off of Klay. So even if he's not as good of a shooter anymore, which he isn't, but he's still really good, is now who's ever guarding him, the defensive coach for the other team is like, leave Maxi Kleba, leave Josh Green, leave PJ Washington if you need to at times, especially if they're not in the corner. But you can't say that about Klay Thompson. There's no point in a game that you're just like, let's see if he makes three in a row wide open. Like, there's a good chance if you leave him wide open, he's going to make two out of three.
What do you think a signing trade would look like?
Supposedly, we're trying to use the Tim Hardaway Jr. Trade exception
as part of it, and then Josh Green, I would assume,
because
the rest.
I think that Golden State's trying to reset their salary situation because they've been paying such major penalties for year after year, and they need to reset it. So I think that this is only my opinion. I think that Golden State would like to take nothing back.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
I think that they want to get under because they're paying five times the penalty other teams pay because they've been over for such a long time and they know they're not a contender anymore. And I'm sure they're like, can we make one more run with Curry? And I think their answer is, I think we can, but we can't do it if we're paying five times the tax of everybody. So what if we reset our number this year, kind of have a crappy year, maybe get a top seven pick in the draft. And then I don't know if they're going to be that bad, but let's just say they are. Then do we use that pick to trade for a really nice veteran piece, or do we use that pick to kind of build upon Curry and maybe build the next what they'd hope to be Warriors run?
Why is Najee Marshall here instead of Derek Jones Jr. for essentially the same money?
I think because either the Mavericks were misinformed about when he could sign a deal, or they just never had a shot once Derek Jones Jr. switched agencies.
Maybe they like the player more, too. Maybe they feel he's a better actual defender in their system. And the 41% from corner threes is very enticing. So maybe they feel like he won't get lost sometimes if he gets moved around in rotations, and they feel like he's a better option. Or maybe, like Kevin said, that other situation happened.
Isn't it interesting what NBA players like and what other sports players maybe don't really care too much about? I think NBA players love Miami. Nobody's trying to go to the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
I think NBA players love Los Angeles. Nobody's trying to go to the Angels. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's NBA players have this city thing in their mind and their lifestyle. I think NBA players care more about their lifestyle than other professional athletes do.
Well, outside of football, compared to baseball, like NBA players got more downtime in the city that they live in, right?
Yeah, especially compared to baseball.
Yeah, especially compared to football is obviously different, but they're practicing all the time. They're at the facility all the time. And I just assume you want to, especially in the winter, it's a winter sport, you're going to be more downtime in that city, I assume. And that's, Miami and L.A. would be beneficial for
I that. Just want to know, how is Derek Jones able to sign with the Clippers without agent representation? That's what the rule says. And the Mavericks, were they just like, oh, no, we know we're not going to wait the 15 days. We know we have to wait. We can't get you signed beforehand. Meanwhile, a Clippers agreement got done.
That's a great question. I'm also curious about that.
I wonder this. LeBron James's agency might have said this, and I'm throwing out this as a hypothetical. hey, you know the 30 minutes you're getting a night in the playoffs? They're getting Klay Thompson. They just got Quentin Grimes, who they like. I don't know if you're going to get the 30 minutes a night. I know with Paul George leaving, you're going to start and you're going to get 30 minutes a night, where the other agent was a big Maverick fan.
And
the other agent was like, you are going to thrive as a Dallas Maverick. I'm telling you, this is where it, which doesn't have to really suck for that agent. He put his client in a position to succeed for less money so that he can make more money. And then that agent doesn't benefit at all. He loses the next contract because LeBron came in and got him. And
why do we think the rule is even in place, 15 days, to stop tampering like an agent?
Probably.
Yeah.
We see how well that works.
Stop tampering.
Today. Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good laugh.
Because it hurts the player.
It does.
Yes.
Theoretically. I mean, Derek Jones signed or agreed anyway. But so now I got to sit frozen on the market for 2 weeks if I decided to change, you know, a couple days ago.
It's his
fault. Unless it was, maybe this was planned to do it this time, but it would be his fault to change it this close to free agency.
Give another signing that has been done that you love, hate, or possibility of something else out there.
I hate the Paul George signing. I get it. That they think that this is going to be the magical elixir to send them on to the finals. My ass. He's going to end up in the same spot that every other team has died thinking that he's going to do that for them. It's going to be exactly the same.
In the wrong city, I feel like, too.
Yeah.
He went to a wrong city for him, I think.
We thought Porzingis did, too, though.
Because you think they'll get on to them, they'll get on to him, and he won't be able to handle it.
The Isaiah Hartenstein signing with Oklahoma City.
3 for 87.
That's a body that they didn't have to compete against Gafford and Lively, and now they have that, plus all that other stuff they got. Mike, you were talking about, hey, let's start looking at bets on these guys because they're at that point.
I think Oklahoma City's going to the NBA Finals.
Oh.
They're good.
Shea and Luka, I don't think there's really, they're different players, but I don't think there's any difference on where they're at. I think Shea is taking that step into arguably the best player in the NBA.
And so is Luka.
Yeah, right. And so I look at what he has. And the role players that he has. Now, Oklahoma City has like a 3-year window to get this done because they're not going to be able to max out everybody.
Yeah.
And Williams is a max out player. Chet's a max out player. They, you know, a guy like, we're fine. Cason Wallace, I know he's played 1 year in the league. He's going to get $30 million a year when he becomes a free agent. See, they can't do that. They're not Golden State. They're not those teams. So they do have, with this great young core, can they get veteran enough? Can they get mature enough to win a championship in the next 2 to 3 years? Because there's no way Oklahoma City can max out 5 players.
KCP to the Orlando Magic. Chris Paul to San Antonio for a year.
Yeah. So what's the number on that? Is it one for 11?
Yeah.
I kind of like that for the Spurs.
Yeah. And all the young Spurs are like, crap, we got to deal with annoying-ass Chris Paul. That's what I picked up watching Clipped.
Okay, I was watching Clipped as well, and one of the first things they said is everybody in the locker room hates the sound of Chris Paul's voice. Yes. I was like, damn.
Yes.
But does that set up well for Pop, though, so he doesn't have to be the one chirping at everybody?
Yeah.
He has a player that has some respect in the league still, but he doesn't have to be the guy cussing everybody out. Chris Paul will just do it on his own.
Harden, 2 for 70.
That's another one I don't.
A lot of people aren't
totally get.
A lot of people are not understanding what the Clippers are doing.
Maybe they're setting up for a sequel to Clip.
Maybe we'll have to do some research on Steve Ballmer.
I don't know what they're doing either.
Yeah,
I've taken them out of the West. It's great. Like we've eliminated a team from the West, and I'm not saying they were contenders, but losing Paul George and adding Derek Jones Jr.
But
they've now stepped down.
That's the thing for my devil's advocate. Like if we all sat here and said. It's kind of like we complained about the Cowboys. And you see the clip from Ryan Clark yesterday? Ryan Clark, who I like, went on the pivot and was like, this is not about nepotism. It's about greatness. That's why he got drafted there. Because Rich Paul did such... All these simpers to Rich Paul and LeBron, I mean, they're exposing themselves. Woj wants the intel and everyone wants, right?
Yeah.
The ticket to maybe the best player ever. And the agent who's controlling the most right now, it seems, at least publicly in the NBA, So they all want to kiss his rear end. It's ridiculous.
And also, I think the unfollowing, it's not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. I think it's unfair to Bronny, though. Like, there are people who in the league that, like, and throughout the, not even in the league, but, you know, fans and all, they're going to root against him just because he's LeBron's kid. That's not fair to him at all. Right? Now, look, it's part of the deal. You wanted to get in the NBA, you got in the NBA, this is it. But, I mean, she spoke facts here.
Yeah. Nothing offensive in that whatsoever. And, of course, just before her, Kendrick Perkins got unfollowed. Now, I thought Kendrick was off. I thought Kendrick was unfair in what he said, that LeBron was trying to steal the spotlight, like, of the NBA Finals by saying, man, it was the Kyrie thing. LeBron talked with Redick and was like, damn, Kyrie is like the most skills of all time, and I wish we played together. And Kendrick Perkins attacked him for trying to steal the limelight of the NBA Finals by saying that. I thought Kendrick was way off, and LeBron unfollowed him too.
We have been going back and forth, and name me somebody, probably other than Shannon, that has been coming on here lobbying and defending for LeBron James like I have been on the basketball side of things.
That's totally true.
And a certain,
totally
true. And a few times that I disagree with you, you getting your feelings, and you don't pick up the phone and hit me up or send me a text. And you know the disappointing part about it is that I get a call or text from Rich Paul. Bron, I've been knowing you since 1999, brother. We played AAU basketball together. We played against each other in AAU basketball. We played in the McDonald's All-American game together. Yeah. We was in the same draft. Like, you have my phone number. Like, if you had a problem with anything I said, and we could have picked up the phone and had a conversation. But instead, you took to the pub. You knew the world was going to see it eventually that you unfollowed me because they have all these stalkers that have their stuff on alert that I don't know how, like, we're living in weird times. No, seriously. Ain't that crazy that you can unfollow somebody and it sends an alert to somebody to let the world know that you unfollowed them? We're living in weird times at the moment.
We are.
Rich Paul called.
Yeah. We're living in weird times.
The consigliere.
That's right.
The middleman. Rich Paul had to place the call for LeBron.
Yeah.
We don't like what you did.
We don't like what you did. We're done.
I give Kendrick credit. He's like, call me. I'm right here. He said it to Scalabrine. I didn't even play my own audio from last week. He called Brian Scalabrine a coward.
Because of what he said about Kendrick not being welcome or something?
Yeah, that the Celtics organization not necessarily rolling out the red carpet for Kendrick Perkins. And Perk, like, tried to hit up Scal, and Scal, like, didn't pick up the phone, according to Kendrick. And Perkins went on the radio and called Scal a coward because he didn't talk to him about it.
So, well, look, man, I like Kendrick. Kendrick, he is not afraid.
I agree.
He is not afraid.
Hey, and it's back to Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan segment here, brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. Classic Chevrolet in Gravon is the number one Chevy dealer in the world. More Silverados than anyone else. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023.
Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece with birthday boy Corey Majors. Woo-hoo! Happy birthday. Good morning. What's coming up?
Thank you very much, Sean. By the way, Sean was the first person to wish me a happy birthday. At what I assume was like 4 o'clock in the morning this morning.
The only good part about waking up that early, I'm always the first birthday wisher. Always the first.
Thanks, appreciate that. We do have Wanker the weekend at 11:20 today. And right out of the gate, Wyatt Langford and everything that he is. How special that player is. Is he the catalyst for this Rangers comeback here? And also, a segment we've been trying to get going here for about 2 weeks. Have the Mavericks earned the NBA's respect at 11 o'clock? But I doubt we get to that.
Did you celebrate the birthday this weekend?
I did. Wife invited a bunch of my friends over on Saturday.
Huh. How many from the radio station?
Is that because you didn't get invited?
I don't care. Were you there, Kevin?
Nope.
I didn't get invited either.
Oh, okay.
You guys are my coworkers.
That's right. Put us in our place.
No, these are guys that I've known since like elementary school, and we play in fantasy football league together. It was awesome. My sister came over with her kids, and it was a wonderful day. It was the best. Started around 11 in the morning and finished around 11 that night.
Wow, man.
And we Made tacos, made Al Pastor tacos on the Blackstone. Blackstone was a great investment.
Blackstone was great.
Choppy was suggested that a long time ago. Great investment. Yes. So it was a blast, man. I'm still kind of nursing the hangover.
Mine really holds. No. My Blackstone, it really holds the rust well. It's fantastic.
It can be a cleaning challenge, hurdle.
Yeah, oh, yeah, big time. And I got those. I finally got the hibachi. What are they called? Spatulas.
Spatulas.
Yeah. And I'm just ting-tinging them all over the place here, and I don't know what I'm doing with them.
Like Oscar Pistorius.
Trying to flip shrimp into people's mouths.
When he runs.
Easy, dude.
Is everyone on your show excited and in favor of Klay Thompson?
I am.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, I think
I'm in favor of it. Excited might be too strong of a word.
Mike?
Yeah.
What is he now?
He is, I mean... Personally,
40% 3-point shooter is going to give you 15 points a game.
And what else does he create for Luka and Kyrie and Lively and Gafford?
Boston and other teams would say, he can't shoot. Let's see how many times he wants to. Klay, you have to guard. You cannot help off of Klay. So even if he's not as good of a shooter anymore, which he isn't, but he's still really good, is now who's ever guarding him, the defensive coach for the other team is like, leave Maxi Kleba, leave Josh Green, leave PJ Washington if you need to at times, especially if they're not in the corner. But you can't say that about Klay Thompson. There's no point in a game that you're just like, let's see if he makes three in a row wide open. Like, there's a good chance if you leave him wide open, he's going to make two out of three.
What do you think a signing trade would look like?
Supposedly, we're trying to use the Tim Hardaway Jr. Trade exception
as part of it, and then Josh Green, I would assume,
because
the rest.
I think that Golden State's trying to reset their salary situation because they've been paying such major penalties for year after year, and they need to reset it. So, I think that this is only my opinion. I think that Golden State would like to take nothing back.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
I think that they want to get under because they're paying five times the penalty other teams pay because they've been over for such a long time and they know they're not a contender anymore. And I'm sure they're like, can we make one more run with Curry? And I think their answer is, I think we can, but we can't do it if we're paying five times the tax of everybody. So what if we reset our number this year, kind of have a crappy year, maybe get a top seven pick in the draft. And then I don't know if they're going to be that bad, but let's just say they are. Then do we use that pick to trade for a really nice veteran piece, or do we use that pick to kind of build upon Curry and maybe build the next what they'd hope to be Warriors run?
Why is Najee Marshall here instead of Derrick Jones Jr. for essentially the same money?
I think because either the Mavericks were misinformed about when he could sign a deal, or they just never had a shot once Derrick Jones Jr. switched agencies.
Maybe they like the player more, too. Maybe they feel he's a better actual defender in their system. And the 41% from corner threes is very enticing. So maybe they feel like he won't get lost sometimes if he gets moved around in rotations, and they feel like he's a better option. Or maybe, like Kevin said, that other situation happened.
Isn't it interesting what NBA players like and what other sports players maybe don't really care too much about? I think NBA players love Miami. Nobody's trying to go to the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
I think NBA players love Los Angeles. Nobody's trying to go to the Angels. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's NBA players have this city thing in their mind and their lifestyle. I think NBA players care more about their lifestyle than other professional athletes do.
Well, outside of football, compared to baseball, like, NBA players got more downtime in the city that they live in, right?
Yeah, especially compared to baseball.
Yeah, especially compared to football is obviously different, but they're practicing all the time. They're at the facility all the time. And I just assume, like, you want to, especially in the winter, it's a winter sport, you're going to be more downtime in that city, I assume. And that's, Miami and L.A. would be beneficial for
I just want to know, how is Derrick Jones able to sign with the Clippers without agent representation? That's what the rule says. And the Mavericks, were they just like, oh, no, we know we're not going to wait the 15 days. We know we have to wait. We can't get you signed beforehand. Meanwhile, a Clippers agreement got done.
That's a great question. I'm also curious about that.
I wonder this. LeBron James's agency might have said this, and I'm throwing out this as a hypothetical. Hey, you know the 30 minutes you're getting a night in the playoffs? They're getting Klay Thompson. They just got Quentin Grimes, who they like. I don't know if you're going to get the 30 minutes a night. I know with Paul George leaving, you're going to start and you're going to get 30 minutes a night, where the other agent was a big Maverick fan.
And
the other agent was like, you are going to thrive as a Dallas Maverick. I'm telling you, this is where it, which doesn't have to really suck for that agent. He put his client in a position to succeed for less money so that he can make more money. And then that agent doesn't benefit at all. He loses the next contract because LeBron came in and got him. And
why do we think the rule is even in place 15 days to stop tampering like an agent?
Probably.
Yeah.
We see how well that works.
Stop tampering.
Yeah,
it's a good one. It's a good laugh.
Because it hurts the player.
It does.
Yes.
Theoretically. I mean, Derrick Jones signed or agreed anyway. But so now I got to sit frozen on the market for 2 weeks if I decided to change, you know, a couple days ago.
It's his fault. Unless it was, maybe this was planned to do it this time. But it would be his fault to change it this close to free agency.
Give another signing that has been done that you love, hate, or possibility of something else out there.
I hate the Paul George signing. I get it. That they think that this is going to be the magical elixir to send them on to the finals. My ass. He's going to end up in the same spot that every other team has died thinking that he's going to do that for them. It's going to be exactly the same.
In the wrong city, I feel like, too.
Yeah.
He went to a wrong city for him, I think.
We thought Porzingis did, too, though.
Because you think they'll get on to them. They'll get on to him, and he won't be able to handle it.
Isaiah Hartenstein signing with Oklahoma City.
3 for $87
That's a body that they didn't have to compete against Gafford and Lively, and now they have that, plus all that other stuff they got. Mike, you were talking about, hey, let's start looking at bets on these guys because they're at that point. Because
I think Oklahoma City's going to the NBA Finals.
Oh.
They're good.
They were missing because Shea and Luka, I don't think there's really – they're different players, but I don't think there's any difference on where they're at. I think Shea is taking that step into arguably the best player in the NBA.
And so is Luka.
Yeah, right. And so I look at what he has – and the role players that he has. Now, Oklahoma City has like a 3-year window to get this done because they're not going to be able to max out everybody.
Yeah.
And Williams is a max out player. Chet's a max out player. They, you know, a guy like, we're fine. Cason Wallace, I know he's played 1 year in the league. He's going to get $30 million a year when he becomes a free agent. See, they can't do that. They're not Golden State. They're not those teams. So they do have, with this great young core, can they get veteran enough? Can they get mature enough to win a championship in the next 2 to 3 years? Because there's no way Oklahoma City can max out 5 players.
KCP to the Orlando Magic. Chris Paul to San Antonio for a year.
Yeah. So what's the number on that? Is it one for 11?
Yeah.
And
all the young Spurs.
I kind of like that for the Spurs. Yeah.
And all the young Spurs are like, crap. We got to deal with annoying-ass Chris Paul. That's what I picked up watching Clipped.
Okay, I was watching Clipped as well, and one of the first things they said is everybody in the locker room hates the sound of Chris Paul's voice. I was like, damn.
Yes.
But does that set up well for Pop, though, so he doesn't have to be the one chirping at everybody?
Yeah.
He has a player that has some respect in the league still, but he doesn't have to be the guy cussing everybody out. Chris Paul will just do it on his own.
Harden, 2 for $70 million.
That's another one I don't.
A lot of people aren't
totally get.
A lot of people are not understanding what the Clippers are doing.
Maybe they're setting up for a sequel to Clipped.
Maybe we'll have to do some research on Steve Ballmer.
I don't know what they're doing either.
Yeah,
I've taken them out of the West. It's great. Like we've eliminated a team from the West, and I'm not saying they were contenders, but losing Paul George and adding Derrick Jones Jr.
But
they've now stepped down.
That's the thing for my devil's advocate. Like if we all sat here and said. It's kind of like we complain about the Cowboys.
What?
If the Cowboys brought everything back, we're like, okay, you're still not good enough, right? If the Clippers ran it back, we're saying,
okay,
you're not going anywhere. You're going to be hurt. You're old and you're injured. And they're like, Paul Jordan, not a fifth. Like, maybe they had your feeling. They realize after devil's advocate,
That's a fair devil's advocate.
Like, Paul George isn't worth 53 a year at the age of 34.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair devil's advocate because that is one of the things I said about the Cowboys. I go, look, do I think they got worse talent-wise? Sure, but what they were doing sure as hell wasn't working, so why not change it?
Here's what I don't know. I don't know the no-trade clause, if there is one, in James Harden. I'm with you. Since they've lost Paul George, their smart thing to do is in January, trade Kawhi, trade James. And just go for a 3-year rebuild. Where for 3 years we're gonna try to be the worst team in the NBA for three straight years,
which they'll never do with that owner.
I don't think so either.
And in that city,
but that's what they need to do.
The arena, yeah, you can't build that arena and then all of a sudden just tank.
Why? Because their owner might run out of money.
How are they gonna fill up the wall?
That's
you gotta fill up the wall.
What is the wall?
Talk
about the wall.
Gotta talk about the wall.
Oh my God.
I was going to say, is this really the guy that you want talking about the wall?
It's a big, beautiful wall that somebody else paid for, okay? City of LA paid for it.
No, so behind one of the baskets.
I've seen you well. It's a terrible wall.
This thing's insane.
Behind one of the baskets. So the rest of the stadium is like on levels, like all the stadium is. This behind one of the baskets, it's a complete levelless section. It goes all the way to the ceiling. No separate levels. And it's like pitched higher, like more on more stadium seating, so it's like it looks like it is just a wall of people, and they've got so many toilets. They have more toilets
than anybody else. We have so many toilets.
They're that the wall. No opposing team fans are allowed in that area. The ticket transfers, you can transfer tickets to other people, but that's it. Yeah, no opposing fans are allowed to be on the wall.
You guys have a Marcus Simeon giveaway?
Yeah, we do, in the noon o'clock hour.
Okay.
Got a bat.
Do you think we should change that graphic about the schedule?
Yes.
For the Rangers?
But apparently that's not what's being aired to the Tolos. It's this.
Okay.
It's great. This over here. Because we got Carter in for Ryan today. And every day.
How's he doing? Day. Is he doing all right?
I heard you said he was doing great earlier.
Doing well. Doing well. Now that I realize that is not on the fan cam.
That's fine.
Rangers Orioles.
Yeah. In the noon o'clock hour, only one of 15 ever made Marcus Simeon bats.
And we have the final one tomorrow during the 720 Expressway. And Peyton continues to try to replace Bobby. That's tomorrow. Will Klay Thompson be a Maverick today? Find out next with a KMC masterpiece right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.